Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Gianna Byrne, president and founder of Brookshire Advisory and Research in Flossmoor, Illinois. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, good morning. And we're in Chicago.
You're in Chicago. It says
yes,
here Flossmoor.
Are. No, we're in Chicago.
Okay. Well, where is the price of oil going here? We've just brushing up against 107 this morning.
Right. Well, last week I told your colleagues on Bloomberg Television that I believed that if anything, the risks are to the upside. And I believe that if anything, right now, I think crude oil prices, both the WTI and the Brent benchmark indices could have the, you know, propensity to trade a little bit higher, given the geopolitical risks that are currently going on in the Middle East. I think that's still very much unsettled. So if anything, I think we could trade a little bit higher.
How much of that $107 price is, so to speak, a fear premium?
That's a great question. I think that within crude oil prices, we have a good $15 to $20 per barrel risk premium built in there right now. And, I mean, if you look back to see how crude oil prices have traded over the last year and a half, I mean, we've been pretty well near the 100-barrel mark on the WTI index. Brent this morning is $126 per barrel. So, I mean, really what we've seen is a market. You know, I don't want to characterize it as a new normal in crude oil prices, but we are very near the top of some historical highs for crude oil.
And gasoline, most people only think about this sort of thing when they're gassing up the car. What's the forecast for gasoline this year?
My forecast was that gasoline was going to remain elevated, and gasoline prices, you know, tied to crude oil prices. And don't forget, you know, gasoline is also, you know, refiners are purchasing the Brent barrels, and so those are more expensive barrels. So even though we tend to follow the WTI index, here in the U.S., our refiners are buying barrels at higher prices than WTI. So we also have to keep our eye on the Brent index. And at $126 a barrel, you know, that's what many our refiners in the Gulf are buying their crude oil barrels at.
Can you explain why there's such a spread between New York and London?
Good question. I think there are a couple of things that are driving that. First off, on the other side of the Atlantic, that spread really began to widen. The Brent WTI spread widened, let's say, about a year and a half ago when you saw the Middle East, all of the tension, Libya, Egypt, and so forth, put pressure on supplies on the other side of the Atlantic. So without getting overly technical, the Brent, if you looked at the Brent market, it is what traders would call a backwardated market, where prices in the near term are much higher than that going out over into the foreseeable future. On this side of the Atlantic, we're getting a lot of barrels coming in from Canada. We're getting some supply bottlenecks in the Cushing area in Cushing, Oklahoma, where the U.S. stockpiles for crude oils are housed. And so we have a different dynamic on the side of the Atlantic, and we like to call this market structure a contango market structure, where prices are expected to rise in the future. So we have, if you follow the markets, you haven't seen this kind of market dichotomy in a long period of time, but two different market structures, if you will.
And here on the East Coast, we're losing a refinery, right? Or we already have.
Many refineries have begun to close down, both here and in Europe, and that's driven by a couple of reasons. Some of it is a softening in demand, both in Europe and the U.S., and so you do begin to see refineries close. Many refineries are being converted to petrochemical plants, but there are refineries all over that are beginning to close.
Before we started talking, we had that story about calls by Democrats in Washington for the president to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Is that likely to happen?
You know, in the current environment, you always begin to see talk of that emerge. And, you know, I'm not surprised to hear that, you know, that talk surfacing as well at 100 and, you know, and as soon as you're up over the $100 mark, $110 per barrel mark, or even 126 on Brent, that becomes very possible. And, you know, the only thing that I'd say to that is that this is, you know, history could repeat itself. The IEA and the U.S. collectively did release barrels from the SPR last summer. Now, what happens when that happens? You might see a $4 to $5 barrel decrease in crude oil prices, but then you begin to see it come right back up. So these types of short-term, what I like to refer to as, you know, market manipulations, they're not long-lasting. So, I mean, I'm not at all surprised to hear that or if that does come about, but I don't think that it has a long-term effect on the markets.
You have to wonder how much higher prices would be if it hadn't been such a mild winter. I mean, here in New York, we're looking for about 70 degrees today.
Well, you know, that's what it was here in Chicago yesterday. It was almost 70 degrees the past 2 days, an unbelievably mild winter. And that, you know, that's had, you know, a very dampening effect on your natural gas prices. So it is, yeah, it's been unusually warm here, too. And, yes, you got to imagine how it might have been otherwise if we haven't had such a mild winter.
Gianna Byrne, president, founder, Brookshire Advisory and Research in Chicago.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.